There's a shortage of nurses, not only in Colorado, but across the country. And that could be exacerbated by a push for hospitals and healthcare facilities to hire nurses with a bachelor's degree, even though an associate degree is all that's needed to become a nurse. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel has more on a new college program making it easier for nurses to pursue the higher education they need.
Matthew Roberts has been a certified nursing assistant for the past 5 years. But the 23-year-old is taking his career to the next level.
I would say going through nursing school is one of the hardest things I've done in my life.
He recently wrapped up an associate degree at Front Range Community College in Westminster. And after he passes the licensing exam, will be a registered nurse or RN.
But it's like totally worth it, and I know that it will be worth it.
Roberts is also one of about 20 students in the first class of the school's new RN to BSN, or Bachelor of Science in Nursing, completion program. It started last October.
This is the second year in a row that finals are on my birthday.
Oh.
The classes are online, but he and his fellow classmates are together at the Westminster campus for orientation. Edith Matesik is the program director and a faculty member.
Okay, so I think we will begin with module one, and I'm just going to start.
Matesik says the demand for nurses with more education is part of a trend that's happening in other healthcare professions.
Pharmacy now, you have to have a doctorate. Physical therapy, you have to have a doctorate. And nursing is still working through to have a bachelor's degree.
And she says it's because healthcare is very complex.
People are living longer. They have multiple diseases. It's complicated in the healthcare setting. We have electronic health records. Everything is computerized. Very, very different than what it looked like before.
10 years ago, the Institute of Medicine, now called the National Academy of Medicine, released a report on the future of nursing. It included recommendations and a blueprint for improving nurse education, data collection, and opportunities for nurses to move into leadership roles. One of the recommendations was to increase the number of nurses with baccalaureate degrees from 50% in 2010 to 80% by this year.
So really, I got really involved in it, and there were different models of academic progression that came out of that work.
Donna Meyer is the chief executive officer for the Organization for Associate Degree Nursing, a national advocacy organization. She helped develop ways to achieve the goal.
One of the models was that community colleges would confer the RN to BSN degree.
It may sound simple, but Meyer says it can be challenging.
Because of the fact that usually for a community college to confer a baccalaureate degree, and in many states it does require a legislative change.
In 2018, the Colorado legislature passed a law allowing Front Range and six other schools in the state's community college system to offer BSN programs. Colorado is one of just 12 states offering this degree.
Any other questions?
Back in Westminster, the orientation session has wrapped up.
I guess we'll see you on the line, the WebEx.
Front Range's first online RN to BSN program is officially underway, and nursing student Matthew Roberts is excited to be a part of it.
Getting my bachelor's degree really helps me to give me more opportunities in my career. It helps me to have the opportunity to become like a charge nurse, or it gives me like opportunities to move up higher in management.
Community college programs are more affordable than ones at four-year institutions. They also provide greater educational opportunities for nurses, especially in rural areas. Here's Donna Meyer again.
A lot of the people that live in these communities cannot go off to a university to, you know, get a degree in that type of thing.
But less than two-thirds of nurses nationwide have a bachelor's degree. Even though this is short of the 80% goal, Meyer isn't worried. She says it takes a while for programs to be developed.
I think we're going to see kind of a big jump in the next few years because of the fact that so many associate degree students, so many nurses that are working that have an associate degree are continuing their education.
And the National Academy of Medicine seems to agree. It extended the vision outlined in the Future of Nursing report to 2030. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.